This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with our host, the man with the most, is Travis Chance. Travis, wow. Well, it's been a week since we've recorded last, and, you know, not much has happened. There was an election. There was a landslide victory.
Didn't see that one coming.
Actually, I don't think Trump saw it coming. That's what's funny, is what a landslide victory. And his acceptance speech was like, I think he was, everybody was shocked. I mean, even the Republican pundits weren't predicting a landslide like that or a mandate election like that.
No, I thought that, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I mean, you know, we had what, you had battleground states from Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I thought, you know, maybe they split them and it would have been like you know, 274 to 260. I mean, you know what I mean? It had been close, but yeah, holy shnikes. Yeah, did not see that one coming. And folks, for all of you listening, for all of you that are current clients, you know this to be true already. And for those of you guys that are just joining us, welcome. I am 100% the first person when I am wrong to admit it, and I was wrong. I did not see that coming.
No, I was way wrong. I thought for sure we'd be. It'd be weeks. It would be close.
Oh, yeah.
And there would be challenges.
I thought it would honestly have been December before we knew who was going to win.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
A lot of people, even, you know,
it's not just for president. I mean, it's Senate and House. I mean, we, you know, we're still counting House seats, which I still don't understand that one. But, you know, right now it's 214, 205 GOP to Dem. And there's 53 Senate to currently 47.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, I did not see this coming. I told everybody and my true opinion, and I'm the first one to tell you my opinion, but I'm also the first one to tell you if I'm mistaken. I thought it would have been Senate. Maybe we would have get like we'd have got 51-49 Senate, and then it would have been probably a thin majority for Democrats in the House. But boy, do I not know what I'm talking about when it comes to politics. But
yeah,
but
so
hey,
Trump,
there you go. I'm not also if I knew politics that well, maybe I'd be a political analyst. I wouldn't be sitting here talking on this podcast.
Yeah, well, you're a financial specialist, and.
Yeah.
And that's where your specialty lies. But when it comes to politics, especially this year, and
it's crazy.
I don't think anybody knows. But the good news is if you're a Trump supporter, wow, he's got a mandate. The bad news is the good and bad of it is full control of all three branches of government, at least for now. Like you pointed out, in 2 years, that could change. But I think with the momentum, I think they're going to give it 4 years. And boy, with full control of all three branches of government, you got to get something done, right? And so this is a mandate, and it'll be interesting to see the changes that are made.
Well, for those out there that didn't get the result they wanted, I completely get it. I mean, everybody has their opinion. Everybody has their political leaning. And
sure.
That's why on the show, Tony, you and I, we don't focus on red or blue, right? I mean,
right.
It's fact is he does have a mandate now. We'll see what happens. But one of the things that we discuss on here, if you're just joining the show, or if you're a first-time listener, maybe this is a few episodes in for you. Our job is to try to help you make sense of what's going on, because the political parts of the market we can't control. Obviously, like we just talked about, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, did I think it was going to happen? No. So now question is where do we go from here? So one of the things, Tony, that I do want to jump into first off is we're in, and I know this is a bit of a stretch because we don't focus a lot on this, but I have gotten a lot of questions recently, so I did want to cover this. You know, Medicare Advantage season is right now, right? And yep. The reason I bring it up is it has something to do with your finances. Why? It's because if you think about some of the more costly items in your retirement, healthcare has got to be at the top of that list. So Medicare Advantage, we're in the season right now, runs until about 3 weeks from now, first week in December. And right now you can do whatever you want. You can change, you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage if you haven't already, or you can change plans. The one thing I would caution you on is, folks, I'm not telling you one's better than the other, because you can have original Medicare and nothing else except a Part D. You can have a Medicare Advantage and a Part D plan built in, or a separate one. You can have a Medicare A and B with a supplement and a Part D, which supplement, you know, for instance, Plan G pays for anything Medicare doesn't, Medicare approved amounts, except for the deductible, which everybody has, a couple hundred bucks a year. But right now we're getting the question because I think people have seen inflation really take a bite out of their spending. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is inflation and its impact on spending. Because we've seen a lot of questions start to come up of, you know, hey, instead of paying, you know, $150 a month for this supplement, it says I can get this Medicare Advantage plan for zero or 50 or 20 or 40 or whatever it is premium a month. And, you know, I could save that $100 a month. Well, here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is if your doctors are in the network of the Medicare Advantage, whether it's a PPO, HMO, whatever the network, POS, point of service, whatever your network is, that's great. And maybe that's all you need. But a lot of times what people find out is when they do go down the Medicare Advantage road, is that could be something that while you save a little bit on the front end, whenever you do start to go to the hospital, you start to develop those knee aches and those hip aches and those shoulder aches. And, you know, you do start to age because human body has a shelf life. Let's face it.
Yep.
You know, I'm 47. My knees feel like they're 67. So I get it. Right. So we are sitting here right now in the middle of the season, and it's starting with spending being crunched because of the impact of inflation. We're starting to see people go, well, should I change? And here's the bad and the ugly. Medicare Advantage is cheaper, but a lot of these, Tony, could have anywhere between a $4,000 and $6,000 out-of-pocket max. What that means is, yes, you might drop your premium $100 a month, but if you start needing it, it could cost you $6,000 more in additional costs other than your premium each year.
Yikes.
So it's not like you... It's not like you just, you know, are trading one for a less expensive option. You're either choosing to finance the front end and have no back end exposure in a supplement, or you're choosing to have no front end in the risk of a back end later with a Medicare Advantage. Because that's the thing, folks. As we age, we're going to need more care. Probably you're going to need more service. You're going to need to have those surgeries. And for me and for a lot of our clients, we tend to choose to really get rid of as much risk as possible, tail risk, especially when it comes to healthcare. And a lot of times Medicare supplements really are the ones that if you get through the first few years when you're not using it, and that bitter taste of having to write that check, when you start using it, it's going to be like the sweetest thing you've ever put in your mouth, because now instead of writing, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 check, you're basically paying your premium, given your Medicare advance or Medicare supplement and your red, white, and blue card, and you're done. So folks, I would tell you, if you're thinking about jumping ship either way, make sure you've got someone that can help you, not just give you the sizzle, the key points of each, and, you know, really kind of gloss over the details, because the devil's in the details.
It is.
And you need to sit down and let someone do a cost analysis to show you if you do it this way, if you do it that way. That way, if you still choose one versus the other, that's okay. but at least you know. And I think a lot of times people make decisions because it sounds great, and then all of a sudden it's not as great as it was made out to be.
Right. And with my parents, I've learned a lot about this because I've had to help them now with this. And it's interesting because, you know, they get pitched this Medicare Advantage plan. There's
sound terrific.
There's no monthly premiums, they told my mom. There's no monthly premiums.
No out of pocket. You're not going to spend anything.
Yeah.
Folks, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah. There's no insurance company that's going to say this costs you nothing at all.
Right.
There are, you have to do the math. Does it make sense? And so for my mom, it actually did. For my dad, it really didn't. And so because she's in full-time permanent care, first of all, so you know, the doctor comes to her, it's one doctor, and you know, she's in a different situation than my father is, and he goes to the doctor a lot, the emergency room, things like that. So the Advantage plan, even though they told him it would be little to no monthly premium, it didn't make financial sense because of the reason you just pointed out. So don't let somebody sell you something. A lot of people don't realize is since they set up Advantage, a lot of people use that to, hey, here's an Advantage plan. You need this. And then they get on the back end, hey, we signed up 100 people to your Advantage plan. So they get, that's how they're getting paid. But you need to talk to somebody who's going to say, hey, this Advantage plan is the best thing, or this is, let's do the math and see what's best for you, right?
Tony, that's exactly what you just described, is exactly why for our clients, that's a service that we provide. One of our staff members can help walk them through it. Now, I'm not here to pitch someone that, you know, please buy your Medicare plans through us. That's not the point. The point is we look at it as an overall part of your plan. That way you can determine whether it's truly right for you long term. And I think that's so many people run into those problems because they hear from John who sells this. They hear from Billy who provides that. They do this with Susie. But none of those people ever sit at the same table. So how do you know if what they're doing, number one, is not duplication of services in some regards? It's not one thing. It's kind of like taking a medication. If your doctors don't know what you're taking and they prescribe something, well, if you didn't tell them and they have no access to your file, what do you think could happen? Do you think that could have an adverse effect? Do you think that could cause problems later down the road? And that's really where I'm going is, you know, our job is to mitigate risk as much as humanly possible. But a lot of times that is definitely not an easy task when you're making one-off decisions. And that's why we do it and help our clients, because it's so easy to make a mistake. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's just mistakes you don't need to make, right? These are just blocking and tackling errors. It's kind of like penalties in football. They're just unforced errors. Sometimes it happens, but you try to limit as much of that as you can. And usually the team who has the fewest penalties is usually the team that wins the game. So, you know, there, we'll leave that there. So enough of football season. So Tony, the thing I want to talk about this morning, just briefly, because you know, definitely don't want to keep anyone more than just a little while longer, inflation, right? We have seen a lot of, and that's really, I think, one of Trump's edicts and one of his plans is to get inflation under control. But the point I want to make is how has inflation already impacted your retirement? Because, you know, a lot of people pre-2019, 2018, they were only planning for 2-3% inflation rate. Well, inflation's been considerably higher than that. In some cases, 5-7% the average in some areas of the economy. So my question is, you know, before, let's say last five, 10 years, the dogma really has been you only need about 80% of your last day's paycheck to live comfortably. Is that still the case? And Tony, I don't think it is. I really don't. I think most people are finding out that they are literally sitting in a position where they need 100 cents on the dollar. Whatever they made the last day they were working, that's what they need going forward, because that's what you've been accustomed to. We have, I mean, let's face it, we have online shopping. It's called the Amazon effect. We have online shopping 24/7. So it's not like you're just spending money when you go to Walmart or you go to Costco. You're spending money 24/7 because you have it at your fingertips. And sometimes that can be an issue, right? Because we don't think about it. It's just easy. Well, I'll order this for $16. I'll order this for $30. Well, all that adds up. And I think the spending pattern is still the same, but I think the cost is a bit different. And when I say spending pattern, what do I mean? Well, in retirement, let's say, for instance, you do need 100 cents on the dollar, right? And I would at least encourage you, don't stick with the 1-2% inflation. Go up to 3 at least or more. But you need to look at your spending plan over your retirement years, right? Because in the beginning, yes, you are going to need most likely 100 cents on the dollar. Why? Well, what are you going to be doing when you retire? The grandkids that maybe they live in Florida, you live in Georgia, or they live in South Carolina, you live in Georgia, or vice versa. You're going to want to go see them. You're going to travel. You're going to go on these trips. You're going to spend time. You're going to buy those golf clubs because now you have time to actually use them. You're going to buy the things and spend the money that you really have been holding back because you've been in such a saving mode, right? So right. When you're in the first part of retirement, Tony, and this is where it makes a lot of impact, because I always tell folks, if you can avoid the really bad errors in the first 5 to 10 years of your retirement process, then you probably have increased your probability of success exponentially. But a lot of times, how do we do that? And we don't know where to start. Well, here's a place for our listeners to start. You need to think about your retirement in three phases. And adjust for inflation accordingly. Because why? Chances are, Tony, you're going to need the most amount of money you spend in a concentrated period to be in the first 10 years. Why? It's because every day is Saturday, right? You have literally been punching a clock, maybe not literally, but you have been punching a clock. You've been going to work. You've been making those commitments. You've been doing the things. And now you don't have to. Now your feet hit the floor in the morning and you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to go back to bed for a half hour. I think I'm going to take my time, and maybe I'm going to get up. You know, you've been used to getting up at 6. Chances are you're still going to wake up because you've trained yourself to. But maybe you're like, you know what? I don't want to get up. I'm going to go back to bed till 8. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's fine. But when you actually do hit the floor, the chances that your spending is going to increase is probably a pretty good chance. So the first 10 years, that's your go-go years, right? You've got every day a Saturday. It's new. You're getting to do the things you didn't get to do when you were working. And chances are that's when you're going to need the biggest swath of income, right? You're going to need that initial, you know, and if it's let's say $100,000 for you and your spouse to live comfortably, and I'm just giving you a number. If it's $100,000, chances are when you retire, you're going to need that $100,000. But then think about the fact that things are going up. You're probably going to be driving more. Maybe you're going to need a new vehicle. You're going to be doing the things. You're going to be going to Home Depot and Lowe's and doing the projects and the house and all the things that you really didn't have time except Saturdays. And how many times do we all go, you know, we need more Saturdays because you can't get anything done? Well, now you do, right? And that's going to last for usually what we've seen is about 10 years. If you retire at 65, when you get in your mid 70s, you're going to have a lot of these projects done. And you're also going to be like, you know what? Do I really want to go on that cruise again? You know, we've been there, done that, got the t-shirt 3 times. Do we really need to do it again? No, that's when you start getting into the years where your income could actually slow down and allow your portfolio to kind of catch up, because you're not going to be spending that really large amount of money, because you go from your go-go years in the beginning to your slow-go years. And inflation is probably not going to be as big of an impact. So I guess my point is, when you're planning for your retirement, do you know that by the spending you go through in the first 5 or 10 years, do you know if that's going to cause irreparable harm? Because one of the things we don't want to do is get to 75 and go, oh my God, I spent too much. I did not plan and I did not see that coming. That's why you have to plan. That's why you have to forecast and say, is the juice really worth the squeeze? Now, a couple of things to make you think. What is likely to happen, even if you retire with a mortgage, right? Let's say that you were part of the refinance crew that back in 2020, 2021, 2022 did your refinancing. Chances are you're probably the 15-year 2% mortgage, it's going to be satisfied. So when you do get to that slow go years, chances are you're going to lose your, potentially if you got a mortgage when you retire, you're going to lose your mortgage payment. You're not going to have your house or your car payments anymore. Chances are that's not going to be a huge need, a huge issue. So you will see a dramatic fall off and you're not traveling as much. So like I said, Tony, it runs in peaks and valleys. It does not stay static. But inflation, if you don't plan for it, that first 5 or 10 years, not to mention market volatility, that can be a real issue. And then when you get into your later years and you get into your no-go years, which is, you know, basically get a little older, we're all going to, you know, get there at some point, 85, 90 years old, your health care is really going to be your biggest issue. That's the reason I led off with the Medicare and about making the decisions today that could last a lifetime.
Well, you're talking about two things that are really
that
important,
correlate
that will affect your retirement. Healthcare costs and inflation, and it's a great reminder. But the key is work with a trusted financial professional to come up with a plan that incorporates these things so you know there's not a worry. It's not going to be an unknown. How can our listeners get a hold of you to do that?
Absolutely, Tony. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. But I do want to finish with this story. So, you know, a lot of you guys are probably sitting out there wondering, why are you so passionate about this? Why does this make that much of a difference to you? And I'll tell you why. It's because you don't know when you're going to leave this earth. And my experience, my grandmother, very, very important in raising me and actually making, you know, helping have an influence over who I am today. I saw it firsthand. Tony, when she was in her early 60s, my grandfather passed away. She got a Medicare supplement. It was not cheap. I think it was at the time, $130, $140 a month. But that was a big expense in the beginning. But once she got toward the end of life, it did go up. It was at, I think, between $260 and $300. I forget the exact number this morning, but it was around $260 to $300 a month whenever she passed away at age 84. But here's the point. If she had not had that supplement, and I'm telling you personal experience, not what I think, but what I know, she had open heart surgery. She had a cardiac ablation. She had gallbladder removal. She had a pacemaker put in. She had 8 surgeries that were in the 6-figure range. If think about the average retiree living off a fixed income, if they had an extra $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in extra healthcare cost, that could be the difference in them eating or not. That could be the difference in them having money as long as, excuse me, they have breath. That's why I tell you folks this. You may think that inflation, Medicare, income, all this is not correlated and it has no bearing. It does. Everything in retirement works together, and you need to know how everything works together for you and for your situation and your family. And that's why if your advisor does not help you put those pieces together, that's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839, and let us help you make sure you're making the right decisions for you and yours.
Yep, that's huge. Well, thanks, Travis. That's so important. Give that phone number and web address one more time.
Absolutely, Tony. 877-269-0839, or they can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com.
All right. Well, Travis, great show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.